Okay, haven't done this in a while, as you can tell.
Hello.
But
we're back.
We're back. Did you miss us? Because we missed you. Okay, welcome back to She's Again. I can't believe we're filming this after so many years.
It's been years.
It's literally been years, and you know the person that said to me, it's not been years, but it's actually been years. This is fully unrehearsed. We don't really have a solid structure, but I guess we can start on why we're here, why there's two of us on the couch today. Hi, everyone that's new here. I am Belo, Belo Ntle, and I'm the founder of She Brigade. And I'm here with my beautiful guests.
Hi, I'm Ntati, and I'm the founder and creative director of Boss Plus One.
Yay, yes. Ntati and I got together. How many years ago did we actually have this conversation? Because it's literally been years.
Was it like 3 years ago?
It was 3 years
like
ago.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was like touch and go, touch and go. But then the last year was like, okay. Like, we've got to get it done. Let's go. Yeah.
And so, yeah, we were chatting and Tati had it. You were the first one with the idea, actually. I actually put you on my vision board. I put your brand on my vision board.
Yeah.
And then you reached out to me without even knowing that.
Mm-hmm.
You had an idea.
Yes.
For your brand. Wait, first tell us what you do.
Yeah, so we do stationery. Mm-hmm. So we do like premium stationery for, we help people with organization, but it's really like beautiful design. Because I'm a designer and making sure that people feel like, you know, they as they plan their day, they have beautiful tools to do that. So then I reached out to you
years ago
during COVID or just when COVID
just
started.
just after
and I said, you know, a lot of people that are buying the planners are career driven individuals. Mm. And obviously because of the audience that we have, I wanted to cater to that market. And so I was like, wouldn't it be interesting to pull apart? We have a career section in our planner, but it's not extensive. It's not like full, it's just like a few pages. Wouldn't it be interesting to pull that apart and expand on it in another type of book or journal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
because that's literally what She Brigade is all about. It's all about expanding your career. It's all about growing your career, navigating your career. It's She Brigade is for career-driven individuals.
Yeah.
That's exactly who it's for. So you were speaking to my heart, to the heart and soul of She Brigade.
Yeah, because that's the work that you're already doing, and you're an expert in that field, and it made sense.
It just made sense.
It did.
And so fast forward. This was about 2-3 years ago. Fast forward to this year. Yeah, fast forward to this year. Actually, that's when I put you on my vision board, because I was like, you know what? I've been toying around, having meetings here and there over the past few years. This year, I need Boss Plus One on my list. I need you, like, I put you on my vision board. And then you reached out to me for an event.
Yes.
You were like, come speak at my event. And I was like, me? What do I know about anything?
Oh, gosh!
And I thought that was crazy.
What do you not know?
And then that's when you, and then part of that event, you mentioned that you wanted tangible takeaways. You said this is not going to be an event where we just show up and say things, but it's not practical. You can't implement it.
Mm.
And that's when I started putting pen to paper.
Yeah.
So I started writing. I'm like, okay, I'm going to make a workbook.
Yeah.
And I went in, and I have to say, I don't know how this will come across, but it was so easy for me to do it.
It would come across as that. It was that easy.
It was so easy. When you asked me to do it, I actually did it overnight.
Yeah.
And then I was done.
And then you were like, I don't know if I need to add more. And I'm like, no, this is fine.
So I went back and I was like questioning myself. I'm like, I feel like there's, no, let me review it. But it was literally like, I just put everything I had into it.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, I think there's something here.
Yeah. It was that. And it just came so naturally, when you put it together, it just came so naturally for you, and it made complete sense, you know. And I think it makes complete sense for anyone navigating careers on any, you know, at any scale.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what I appreciated about the content. I was like, oh, this is great content.
Because I remember thinking to myself, I don't know what I'm doing in my own career. How can I help people navigate their careers? And you're like, but that's just it.
Yeah.
That's the point.
That's what, yeah, that's what I said to you. Like, you're figuring it out and you'll never know.
You'll never 100%
know. Yeah, and seasons change, yeah. And I don't think anyone has the blueprint, but you've got the tools that can help you navigate the changes that come.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is the work kit.
So, a question that has come up to me, and when I first announced that there's something coming for She Brigade, a lot of people guessed it would be a planner.
Yeah.
So maybe can we talk to why not a planner?
So I think that we already have a business and career section in the planner, and the whole idea for the work it and the draft was to create tools that support the business and career segment, you know, so it's like an expansion or extension of those sections or those topics, you know. And I think that planners are great, business and career planners are great. There are people that focus solely on those on a day-to-day, but it would be nice to have a workbook that someone can use to navigate, let's say, over 21 days, over 30 days, over 90 days, and track their career and be more intentional about it.
Yeah. And I think on my side, it actually occurred to me, so I'm one of those people who's always kind of like, journaling, I don't know if that's my thing, but I was going through some of my stuff and I've been journaling this whole time, it turns out.
Yeah.
I think for me, I just get intimidated by very structured, any sort of very structured activity honestly intimidates me, because my mind is a little bit like, my mind is just like a big whiteboard. That's really how my mind is. And I realized that I've been journaling this whole time.
Yeah.
I get intimidated by goals. You know, oh my gosh. You know,
you mentioned that once.
Yeah. I literally get intimidated by goals.
Why do you say goals? I'm like, that's a goal.
And that's kind of the approach that I used as well with the journal. I've made it as not intimidating as possible.
Yeah.
I've approached it in a way, in the same way that I approached my journal without even noticing that I was journaling the whole time.
Yeah.
But it's a lot more intentional.
It is.
Because I think there's a difference. So what I was doing before was just journaling without, like I said, without noticing. But with intention, you can actually, like you said, see what I'm working on, have a sort of plan. Even if you don't call it a plan, you have that sort of structure and you can track it.
True.
You can see where you are. And it's not about necessarily hitting the nail on the head. It's about understanding your path, gaining insight into yourself, gaining insight into your career, gaining insight into where your career needs to go. So if it's like how a lot of people study one thing, end up doing something else. It's not by chance. You just navigate those paths. Not like if you studied C and you're an accountant, you failed. No, you took something from what you've learned.
True.
You've applied in a different way that makes sense to your narrative and to your story.
That's true.
Yeah, so I guess we haven't even said what we're doing. We'd like to introduce to you Work Kit. It's a career kit, it's a work journal,
yeah.
That comes with a beautiful draft book, and I love, and Tati put some of these words together and I'm just like, this is so genius. Draft, it's literally a place you can just draft, you know how you have drafts, yeah. You don't have to think about it too much, you're just scribbling, draft. You're drafting, it's literally extra space for your thoughts.
Yeah.
The journal is meant to walk you through and help you navigate your career.
Yeah.
Help you put pen to paper in terms of whatever's floating in your mind.
And formulate like a process on how to think of your career.
Yeah.
So that even when you go out into another career or you grow in your existing one, you can still apply the processes and the tools identified in this toolkit.
Exactly. And so just to give a little breakdown of how I thought through the journal. The journal is split into 5 sections. So having spoken to all women that I spoke to on She Brigade, and if you think about it, there's entrepreneurs, there's freelancers, people who run full-on business with employees, there's people who are pivoting their careers, there's, you know, traditional 9-to-5ers, entrepreneurs, all different kinds of women who are working, right? I noticed a pattern, and the pattern is kind of what the first four sections are made of. There are four... Should we say the sections, or is it a surprise for the book? I don't know.
You can say them.
But yeah, so no matter where you are in your career, whether you are starting your career, whether you're learning a new skill, whether you are pivoting, whether you are doing a side hustle, which I've applied Work It to my current side, my new side hustle, the first thing that you need to figure out is, well, first thing you need to figure it out.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Yeah.
What is rooted in what I'm trying to achieve?
Mm-hmm.
The second thing, the second sort of phase that you go through is you need to do the work. It takes a lot of work to get to where you need to be, or where you want to be. So then you do the work.
Yeah.
And then immediately after that is figuring out a way to make it sustainable.
Yeah.
Because so often we jump into things and dive into things and it's just not sustainable. You need to preserve ourselves.
Yeah.
So that we can continue to give whatever it is that we're trying to give to the to society and to the world. And then last but not least, for me, nothing works if you don't spend the time reflecting.
Mm.
Taking a look back. Every now and then you need to pause at some point, pause what you're doing and just look back. And then you can do the work again. And then you can apply those lessons.
Yeah.
And then you can figure out, okay, do I pivot? Do I continue? Am I on the right path? Maybe this was not it. All these four stages have taught me that, okay, actually, maybe let me focus my energy here. Or maybe it just helps you hone in a bit more or broaden your mindset. And so the last part of the journal, so that I mentioned there's five parts, the last part of the journal is literally going through all of those stages on more of like a weekly basis and a monthly basis. That's how I thought through work.
Work it. Which I think is important because especially the first one with figuring it out, and it ties a lot to values and beliefs.
Mm.
And we were having that conversation to say, what are your values in your career? And so many of us think that money is a value or success is a value, but it's not. And your career might look different from somebody else's career because your values are completely different. And so when we designed it, or so now that Bilo sent me over the content, and then I just thought about designing it as something that's very black and white. So if you go through it, it's just simple, black and white. And
can I just add on? She fought me for that.
She wanted.
I wanted pink. I wanted pink.
Sorry.
But you know, ultimately, I was like, let me leave the design to designers.
It's still feminine. It's still feminine.
I wanted ultra feminine. She's like, pink is not the only way to achieve femininity. And I was like,
it's true though.
Oh,
like,
yes.
There's so many ways to achieve femininity. Anyway, it was black and white because I thought of it as sort of notational, like it reminded me of old school typewriters, you know, those old movies where, you know, like newspaper. So that's how I thought of it. Like, I just thought of it as when you're navigating your career, like a lot of old movies will have like law, and they'll show you what lawyers were doing in like the 50s and 60s. And they always had a typewriter, they always had newspaper, they had the briefcase, and it was just black and white, you know? And I was like, that's just for me like a career step, like a career staple is like black and white, right? So designed it black and white, but kept the font obviously very feminine. And we have a lot of images of greenery, plants, flowers coming in, which is the feminine element of it, but it's also signifying blooming.
Yes,
growth
is a big part of
exactly. So blooming and growing, which was a very important part of the design.
And she killed it, guys. Like, I just said the content and she's like, okay, I get it. And I'm like, I don't know, like, is this gonna work? It took so long
to get it right, to communicate the language and the style and just even the content as well.
Okay, so we had a few questions that we wanted to run through.
I think we answered a lot of them.
I think we've touched on a lot of them. Oh, okay, so I love this story. The story of why the name.
Okay, why the name?
Why the name? Can I tell the story?
Yeah.
We were at Starbucks.
In Maros.
And then a friend of ours, we have a mutual friend who comes and joins us, and we're just having one of our brainstorming sessions. And I specifically said, I don't want to call it a career. So we knew it was going to be a career kit. That is what it is. It is a career kit.
But we don't want to call it a career kit.
And the reason for that is because whenever people, in my opinion at least, whenever people hear the word career, they associate it only with a 9 to 5. And I'm like, I'm a career girl, but I have side hustles. I am somewhat an entrepreneur. I am, you know, I have all these elements to me. I don't want to just be boxed into career as a 9 to 5er. And so we're having this conversation. Yeah, we're talking about, okay, like, what's it going to be? What's it going to be? And then it was actually our friend who said, what about work it? Because everybody works.
Yeah.
And we're like, work it. And by the way, she's a full-time entrepreneur.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's a full-time entrepreneur. And she was like, yeah, 100% career at least to 9 to 5. But everybody works.
Everybody works.
Yeah.
And the work kit is so nice because like, you can work it.
Can you work it? Okay.
It's not that. It's like you can have, it's work it, right? And work kit. So work it, like do the work. And use the kit. So it's just perfect. I just thought it's such a great play on words.
Yeah, so that's how the name actually came up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because every time we talk about the journal, the name explains itself. Like the other day we were having a conversation and we were like, you know, we're talking about careers in the corporate and stuff. We're like, you know this, you know, in corporate and in careers, you need to work it, you need to work your way through. Yeah, you need to work on it. It just works itself. Into what we actually do.
So the other question here is, what do you hope this journal does for women?
Oh my gosh.
Ta-da.
Do you want to take it?
No. But, you know, as someone who's navigated her career or changed career paths quite a few times, and I've just lived like a life that I wanted, and did the work that I wanted to do. I've always believed in that and I'll still do it. I really hope that women can find their voice in doing what they need to do, you know, building the career that they need to build, having the right conversations, even at corporate level, even at business level, being able to understand their value and just be encouraged that the way your career is, you're not stuck.
Mm-hmm.
You are not held to a treat. There's ways to get out of there. There's ways to become more successful. There's ways to feel more fulfilled. And that's what I really hope that they get. They get the courage and the skills to say, you know what? The way I've been doing things is not working. Whether you're in corporate, whether you're side hustling, whether you are an entrepreneur, all of that can change. Yes, and it takes you doing the work for it to change, but you don't have to be stuck or feel stuck where you're at. So that's what I really hope people get. I hope they get the tools to say, I can change this, or I can change my life for the better.
Mm-hmm. I guess for me, it goes back to the whole premise of She Brigade. At the end of every episode, the question that I ask on the podcast is, if you could go to your younger self and talk to her, what would you say? Work it is for my younger self. I have often felt lost in my career. I've often felt like I don't know, okay, what do I do now? I physically just don't know what to do. I'm like, okay, I'm at work, I'm working, now what? I've never really considered, okay, what are the measures you're taking to preserve yourself in this role? Make it sustainable. I've never really considered, okay, I'm starting a new venture, let's figure it out, and then working through figuring it out. And so for me, it's for essentially the younger me who had been a bit lost. And I mean, I still go through it now, so it's, I guess younger me is also yesterday's me. So I'm hoping that I'm gonna steal your answer. Like, I hope you feel
don't do it.
There's nothing I can do about my situation. Right. I don't know where to go. Like, what do I do now?
Yeah.
What's next? You don't feel helpless.
Yeah, you don't want to feel helpless in your career. And,
yeah,
you know, your career is something that that's going to consume such a large part of your life.
You spend so much time at work.
As much time that you spend as work is as much time that you spend with family, with your kids, with your husband. So you being able to find joy in what you do is very important.
Yeah.
Very important. Well, yeah. For me, it's very important.
For me too. Look, if you want to get just do the work, get paid, that's also okay. No, I fully agree with you. You spend so much time at work.
You gotta love it.
You've gotta love it. You have to find some joy. You have to find a way to find the joy in it.
True.
And so, yeah, that's what I hope people get out of this. Finding the joy in the work that you do. Whether it's from your side hustle, whether it's from your 9-to-5, whether it's from pivoting your career. Finding the joy.
Alright. That's the last question.
Is that the last question?
Yeah.
Okay. We have to talk about challenges, because She Brigade is all about transparency and authenticity. What was hard for you about producing this piece of work, or challenging?
I think what was hard was it came at a time, like while we were doing the design, remember earlier this year, a lot of life was happening, and a lot of life has happened all of 2023. like Jay, but a lot of life was happening, and so it was so hard to finish it. It took so long to finish, and sometimes you question yourself because you're like, you are supposed to be a productivity maverick, and I don't know if that's the right word, but you're supposed to be a productivity genius, you know, and you do all of this work because you want to help people get more done. But then when you can't get more done, what happens then? Like, as the person who is the advocate for getting stuff done, the expert, you know, of getting stuff done. And so that was hard, like not being able to finish it early, and because there was just a lot happening in the background. Mm-hmm. That was very hard. That was one. Number two was, it was difficult to like the quality of work that we're used to, and you know, people valuing it. So it's just like, producing something is expensive, like producing, like a lot of people don't see this, but each gold corner is expensive. The elastic, the quality,
the paper. Oh my gosh, I learned so much about paper this year.
The paper, the pockets. So it's just like, production is pricey. And yeah. So we always ask ourselves, will people understand and appreciate the quality and the craftsmanship that factory goes through and we go through to get it out? So I think that was the challenge for me. And the next challenge, the last challenge I had, was I was navigating my career as well. You know, I was sort of going through a shift in my career, and it was difficult. So it was almost like you made the medicine, but you're sick. Like, it's like you make the medicine, but you're also sick. And the medicine, you have to take your own pills, you know, you have to take your own supply. So that was also like a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah. I guess for me, the main challenge was, I never saw myself as an entrepreneur. And I was always scared to associate myself with the term entrepreneur, because I'm such a I'm a career girly. I love like 9-to-5. I'm not someone who's like, they pay. No. I like my 9-to-5. I quite enjoy it. I never really considered myself as an entrepreneur, and I was so intimidated to walk into that space. I don't know anything about the space.
Okay.
So that was the biggest challenge. Like, I'm producing
it. But you just walked in.
With you.
Okay.
With you.
I think you took charge. You took charge. You didn't question yourself, yeah. Or it didn't look like you were questioning yourself.
Oh, inside my mind was like going.
Okay.
But I mean, I really appreciate that, because in my head I really was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
How dare I? I actually thought that to myself, how dare you? Who do you think you are? How dare you? And that was the first challenge. And I'm getting more and more comfortable with claiming the space that I'm in now.
Yeah.
The second challenge was, or rather the lesson that this year taught me a lot about empathy and just patience.
Yeah.
And we talk about trust in the process. It taught me about trust in the process.
Yeah.
Because I'm working with someone.
Yeah.
Trust is a big part of our relationship. But also trusting myself. because I have to trust in what I've done. I have to trust in what I've created. True. I have to trust in the work that I've done and the work that I've put in. I know it's there, but I'm like, you know? Mm-hmm. So trust in, like, oh, guys, you just hear so many horror stories out there, yeah, about partnerships. I don't think we had a horror story.
No.
Obviously, not everything is smooth sailing, but I don't think we had a horror story. And I just was so scared.
Yeah.
And the empathy of just being patient and just, you know, just putting myself in someone else's shoes. You know, you were navigating a different side of this product. I'm navigating this side of this product.
Yeah.
And I won't fully understand your world of design. You know? I mean, I questioned your design a lot.
Yeah,
I was like, no. She's like, that's not how it works, Bello.
That's not how it works.
You don't do that, Bello. So I'm not like, I'm going to trust the designer. You know, that kind of thing. So I think for me, that was a very interesting challenge because at work, I'm an expert in what I do. I trust what I do fully. I've seen the rewards of what I do. I walk into the office confident.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing. So that trust was very, it was a big part me, and that empathy of trying to put myself in your shoes,
yeah.
You running a business, you're also doing this, you're also doing that. I think that was, yeah, that was interesting.
it really was,
yeah,
it really was. And I think that, just working with someone, like partnership,
yeah,
whether it's a collaboration, long term, short term, is not easy, you know, it's not hard. I mean, it's not easy, it's not hard, but. We have to be honest with each other all the time, which we were, I think. Yeah, I've been called me and it's like, tats. She called me out one time. I was like, okay.
I was so nervous for that chat.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Okay.
You should have to psych yourself out.
I have to psych myself out. Okay. You have to say what you feel. I'm like, I'm not gonna hug, I'm gonna say everything.
Oh my gosh. But I'll say everything that I feel. And when I got it, I wasn't upset. I wasn't like, it was just like, okay, cool. I get it. But I hadn't communicated everything.
Yeah.
So it was like, it's time to communicate better. So, but that was good.
Yeah.
So yeah, now we have it. We're here. And we're excited to share it and to see where it goes and how many people's careers get impacted by it. I think that it's an interesting piece of work. You can pull it apart, you can keep it as is, you can, you know, make it your own, whatever you need to do. And also you can ask us questions on social media.
Absolutely.
And about how to navigate careers and your life and your desires.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for everyone to get their hands on it.
Yeah.
I love this baby that we've birthed.
It was supposed to go to Paris.
It was. We did have version one went to Paris.
And version one went to Paris.
For version one. Oh, and something, just a side note about the Paris thing. So I had planned, we had been planning, my husband and I had been planning our Paris trip for the whole year, and I didn't even tell Tati that we were going to Paris. And then when I was communicating to her how the feeling I want the journal to emit with people, I never ever used any Parisian terms or anything like that. I didn't even know that was what was in my mind,
like,
at the
Parisian
time.
Parisian design.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she brought me back a mood board.
And in the mood board, we had like Paris, with love from Paris,
yeah,
and like Parisian like style, and how, you know, like love letters and notes. And
I was like, do you know that that's what my mind is consumed about right now? Like, I literally, like, Paris has been on my list. I want to go to Paris so bad. And you've captured it so beautifully. And that's really what it is. It's about manifesting. It's about putting, having plans, having goals. I don't want to say, but having goals, and my goal was Paris.
Paris, yeah.
And you literally captured my goal, and I didn't have to say it out loud.
No, which was great.
That was awesome. That was a nice moment. Yeah. Okay, guys, we can go on and on forever, but I think experience it for yourself. I hope work it changes your life. I honestly do hope. I'm always scared to say that, but I genuinely, I hope it changes your life.
Yeah, I think it will. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit confident, but
you see, she's at the game. She's like, girl, you got this.
we'll be fine.
Yeah.
I think it will, and I think that, like we said earlier, that anyone using this Who doesn't, like, I don't think career should overwhelm us. Nothing in life should overwhelm us. There's systems, there's tools, there's records of how other people have survived in the past before, and we just have to pull out those tools and apply them in today's day and age, and we're doing it through very beautiful journals right now. Yeah. All right.
Thank you, Tati.
Thank you, Bilo. So see you guys. It will be online at Boss Plus One Shop.
Yes.
It will be online shortly, and you will be able to get it delivered to you hopefully before Christmas. But throughout the year of 2024 as well, you'd be able to get it to you.
Just say the URL in full. It's bossplusone.com.
www.bossplusone.com.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a wrap.
It's a wrap.